The head of a U.S. Senate oversight panel is looking into small business contracts awarded to Alaska Native corporations. Senator Claire McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri, sent letters to the heads of 20 corporations last week asking for information about their business practices. The companies include the major regional corporations, Chugach, Doyon, and Arctic Slope, and some village corporations like Afognak and Tyonek. Alaska Native corporations are allowed to get contracts through the Small Business Administration's 8A program, which is intended to give a leg up to disadvantaged companies. But while other 8A firms have limits on the size of a contract, Native corporations get extra advantages, like the ability to win sole source contracts of any value. Supporters say the 8A contracts have saved the government a great deal of money, but critics say the Native corporations are getting unfair advantages to monopolize contracts. The CEO of the American Small Business Coalition, Guy Timberlake, says he's in favor of Alaska Native corporations getting small business benefits, but he says the concern is that they get so many advantages over other groups.
There seems to be a little imbalance in the level of benefit afforded to Alaska Native companies. And it's not that they don't deserve support, and it's that they don't deserve any support whatsoever. That's not the point. But there are other groups, whether it's socioeconomic or otherwise, that should be considered at least in parity with the Alaska Native companies.
In the last fiscal year, Alaska Native corporations reaped a record $5 billion in federal contracts. The president of NANA Regional Corporation, which represents Northwest Alaska, says the company has received McCaskill's letter and will do its best to turn over the requested information. But President Helvi Sandvik says it's a lot to pull together, and they may ask for some additional time. Sandvik says she believes McCaskill's inquiry will help the senator better understand 8A contracts.
I didn't view it as a call for examination of the contracts, but rather I viewed it as a desire by the subcommittee to better understand Alaska Native corporations and their participation in the 8A program. And so that's the perspective I have as I take a look at the letter and the information that they have requested.
Sandvik says NANA pursues business opportunities to help its 12,000 shareholders and plays by the rules set out by the Small Business Administration.
As representatives of economically disadvantaged people, we benefit from special contracting rules, and we, as well as many other economically disadvantaged people, have been working to take advantage of that program, but operating within the rules as the program was laid out for us.
Sandvik says about 55% of NANA's net income last year was from government contracts. That's up from 45% the year before. Senator McCaskill has scheduled a hearing to look into the situation on July 16th in the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Contracting Oversight. She has asked the companies to turn over information by the end of next week about their business relationships, stocks, executive compensation, total revenue from federal contracts and subcontracts, and cash dividends paid out to shareholders. Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich have sent McCaskill a letter saying her call for a hearing is of, quote, great concern to them.